Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. Today, I'm going to be addressing the Faith Matrix. The power of cosmic love for healing the fear matrix. There's a lot of fear going around these days, and there's nothing that neutralizes the fear matrix like the faith matrix. And I like to think of this faith matrix as the Eye of the Hurricane, the All-Seeing Eye of Harmonious Calm. The name of the game here is being centered and connected in that philosophic calm at the Eye of the Hurricane. And as we get off center, we get caught up in the swirl and things get dicey. So, if we're going to philosophize at the highest level and get centered and connected amidst all the fear stuff that's out there these days, it's good to consider the highest truth where you get the greatest results. Those who have looked at the website on the Faith Matrix that I've posted on the BBS radio page on Cosmic Love will get an orientation of how bad things really are and how good things really can be. And again, this takes a little centering and connecting with philosophic calm. This process I refer to as the Faith Matrix is an orientation to the big secret in terms of the whole truth, cosmic love, universal law language, law of the angels, the language of the angels. There's a different way to frame the same concept. But whether or not you fear knowing the big picture of this concept or fear taking responsibility for the whole truth at the highest level, everyone still has the power of choice to either optimize creation of your life and humanity's future with faith or fail to contribute for lack of it. It's all a matter of the choice factor, the free will factor, and really this is the heart of the initiation and the testing of soul evolution. And like it or not, every soul on earth is being tested now. And we're all being tested to see, individually and collectively, whether we will transcend the fear matrix with the faith matrix. And that testing is reaching a climax. I like to think of the big test of the hour in terms of the innocence of every soul that comes into this world and the true innocence that's the inner sense of love, the inner sense that is of every soul that comes into the world. There is that purity in the inner sense, the real security that I call purity, the purity of that sense of cosmic love. And on the website, I use a quote, and I like to think of this, the movie Bambi, when Thumper's telling Bambi that don't be scared, don't be scared, Bambi. And the context of that, of course, in that movie, if a forest fire is coming your way, you may want to get out of the way and let nature work its course. But what do you do when there is a cosmic fire igniting the consciousness of humanity with a new impulse to freedom and opportunity for all mankind? In the great testing that's going on now, the testing of Earth's evolutions, there are those who are meant to lead, those meant to follow, and those who just need to get out of the way. To the extent that you're conscious of how you're conscious, to the extent that you're conscious of the larger picture, then you're more responsible for that. And you're more responsible in a role of leadership and responsible for leading the way. So what I'm doing with the show, I'm going to give an orientation to some of the big picture of what's coming with Earth changes, what's coming with the changes of in our galaxy, in our solar system. Those who have studied cosmogenesis may be aware there are some amazing energetic changes going on in our sector of the universe. This is not only because of our entry into the photon belt of a highly charged energy plasma nature, and there's a link on that you can read about the photon belt on the website there at BBS, the profile page. But it's also because, there's another factor, this big energetic shift that's going on, and that's because of our sun's binary twin. Most of the solar systems in the universe are binary, and Earth has a binary twin. It's like a mini solar system of planets and that are orbiting back into Earth proximity after about 3,600 years. It comes back into Earth proximity every approximately 3,600 years. And this dwarf star, which it's known as, is basically called Nibiru, and some refer to it as Planet X, is definitely inbound through 2012. There are several websites that have go into this in great detail. I've linked some of them in that article on the Faith Matrix. And some of these websites have had very brilliant graphics showing where this planetary system, Planet X, if you will, is coming in over the next several years through 2012. And these websites periodically appear and disappear, and I had some trouble finding the links on the good graphics that I wanted to present on the website. But anyway, I wanted to make it clear that this isn't something that's out there, and we're not going to hear about it on the 5 o'clock news on TV or otherwise, but it's a fact that most solar systems observable this side of heaven are binary, and we never hear about our binary twin, even though it's well documented by NASA going back 25 years. Back then it was reported in major media, but it's been blacked out like collective amnesia in the mainstream media ever since. And it was blacked out for the same reason that 9/11 truth is blacked out in the mainstream media. And the reason is fear of the known and the unknown. At the same time, there's a flip side of that concept of, as H.P. Lovecraft once said, that fear is the oldest and strongest emotion of mankind, and the most powerful fear is that of the unknown. The flip side of that concept, which is true, but that truth is the dark side of another truth. And that truth, that faith in the known, in the unknown, is like I said, the flip side of fear of the known and the unknown. And you can say, rephrasing that other quote by H.P. Lovecraft, that faith is the oldest and strongest spirit of upward mobile humanity, and the most powerful faith endures the unseen and the unknown. Now, this understanding of faith and fear as two sides of the same coin, and how one is the shadow of the other, is really kind of the heart of the initiation, the testing of souls that's going on in our, you might say, the grids of consciousness on the planet right now. And it's really coming to a climax. That's why I thought it'd be good to discuss this subject and philosophize from a perspective of centeredness and connectedness along more enlightened lines that I refer to as cosmic love. Modern science has rediscovered many of the universal laws regarding the energetics of the universe and the dynamics of human consciousness. And you might say the context for this is the ocean of quantum energies that we subjugate as reality. One of the core dynamics of this subjugation process is awareness of how we are conscious, as I mentioned earlier. Now, I have a website on the language of consciousness that gets into five-dimensional consciousness. That website is linked in the article on the Faith Matrix. And the dimensional nature of consciousness is really a good frame of reference for reality and understanding and how we process reality. The value of this is that as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, unconscious fears are exposed and neutralized by the light of higher consciousness. This enlightenment process, whether personally utilized or applied at the interactive interface of our social networks, what I refer to as the love model, naturally transmutes dark subconscious fears in a process not unlike biofeedback techniques for mental regulation of any unconscious body function. Those who've studied biofeedback are aware that once you become conscious of how you are conscious, how you were previously unconscious, you not only will to control, you can't resist self-control. And this principle is the dynamic, or you might say neutralizing or transcending the fear matrix with the fear, with the faith matrix. This principle, or this process, whether we're talking about biofeedback or psyche feedback for oneself, is the same principle for all people as it applies for yourself, but it's the same principle that also will work in the instant everywhere interactive world of net reality, the internet, when the principles and processes of cosmic love are engaged as a function of the language of consciousness itself. And this is something I go into in the other websites on the love model. So times are changing. They're changing rapidly. And over the last century, the rate of change has been changing itself at an accelerated rate. We've seen our collective sense of space and time shrunk by transportation and communication breakthroughs that have disrupted the old order paradigms of the agricultural age, industrial age, and now the instant everywhere internet age of global village net reality. Each of these paradigms with these different ages has shifted consciousness and the way we process consciousness dramatically. I go into this more on several links provided on the Faith Matrix page. Since the internet came on the scene a teenager's life ago, time and space have been increasingly eliminated. Ancient knowledge has been unveiled in context of quantum realities that challenge paradigm paralysis as never before. Make no mistake, the internet is truly one of the greatest opportunities ever created and has already upgraded the capability of our core freedoms of press, freedoms of speech, assembly, and interactive representation of public opinion, which is the real sovereign in a free and all-connected instant everywhere world of, by, and for all people. Public opinion sets the bounds to every government, and it's the real sovereign in every free one. That's a quote by James Madison, who was chief architect of the Constitution and the fourth U.S. president. The real issue I'm referring to here is sovereignty, the sovereignty of free will in an instant everywhere interactive world, a global village defined by the internet. Those who would maintain a fear matrix for mass mind control do not want the faith matrix liberating and leveraging our hearts and minds. This is part of the testing going on now. At the same time, those who would heal the timeline, how we perceive time, how we perceive all that is, those who would heal this timeline have a faith in a higher power that frames the universe with a law and order governing the evolution of souls and our planetary life support systems. Not just the grids of consciousness, but the tectonic plate grids, the energy grids that determine the homeostasis in the Earth body itself. So, as I'm orienting this concept of quantum reality in a quantum universe of what the bleep do we know, there are energy fields within fields that are all connected to a divine order of natural laws that our only human, quote-unquote, consciousness can barely conceive, if at all. Primitive science of a politically correct control agenda nature denies the science of the human aura energy body for holistic healing, just as it denies the electromagnetic nature of the universe, solar system, and the Planet X phenomena that is already morphing the electromagnetics and weather of planet Earth. So there's a testing going on. And like I say, the economics and politics are far more complex than the science. And understanding science, understanding the truth, the whole truth of the big picture of what Earth's evolutions are going through, is half the test. The expression is that half of every test is knowing what the test is. So I like this quote from Glenda Green from her book, Love Without End, when she says, or I believe it was the Jesus who actually spoke to her in this regard, saying that humankind is standing precariously on the edge of its destiny. It will either rise to a paradigm change or experience decline and possible destruction. This is an unavoidable confrontation. The options will be presented, and the choices will be made. Well, in a sense, this is a safe statement. I think many people have been looking at the world situation for many years. And of course, this book was written, I think, about a decade ago. And many people have been looking at the world situation and amazed at the capability of man to destroy man, and with threatening wars and rumors of wars. That I'm sure it's obviously that we have we're facing the choices this global challenge. But that challenge is really coming to an head, and that's what I wanted to refer to with this article on the Faith Matrix, and why it's so important right now to get congruent at the center of the hurricane, you might say, and with a philosophic calm, so that choices can be made in a very congruent way. In the cosmic scheme of things, what we do to ourselves, what humanity does to ourselves, is a matter of choice for lessons to be learned. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. You might say that the dark side of humanity has always been self-destructive and subservience to the fear matrix, just as the light side of humanity has always kept faith in the process of evolutionary ascent for self-elevation, which you might refer to as salvation for the soul. We get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not. Sheldon, I read a thing recently that one of the gurus of morphic resonance was saying that 95% of what we consider consciousness is a function of subconscious patterns. So when I say we give what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not, what I'm saying is that sometimes we're not conscious of what we're asking for. But as I also said, as we become conscious of how we're conscious, we neutralize the dark side with the light of consciousness. Should be a safe statement, but common sense is uncommon. Anyway, the difference now, what's going on with the acceleration, you might say, of change on the planet, and the oncoming energies, electromagnetic energies in the photon belt and with Planet X. The difference now is that the testing of souls is coming to a big shift climax. It's inevitable. It's an unavoidable confrontation. And the global reality of global changes in the energies of the whole planet are accelerating in through 2012. I'm sure many of the listeners are aware of that. And what I've done on the website, The Faith Matrix, is I've provided several links on things that are going on with the Earth and the Earth axis tilt, which has tilted quite a few degrees just this last year. And there's good charts and graphs show that on the website. And the link on that is www.divulgence.net. But it's posted in the Faith Matrix, a link on the PBS profile page. There's also an article on energetic shift regarding the galactic center superwave energies that I believe are a function of the photon belt alignment of our galaxy in alignment with the galactic center. And there's a good article on that information. And there's an article on Planet X Inbound. And with that article, there's another article on lessons from Atlantis regarding the same initiations of many souls at the time of Atlantis that are now in incarnation on the planet, and the soul testings are the same. And, you know, as the expression goes, we're condemned to repeat our mistakes until we learn from them. And so the soul testing for the group soul of civilization, for each individual soul right now, is definitely coming to a head. There's another link there, Shift Happens. That shift, S-H-I-F-T, happens, that some of you will find interesting. Those who've done due diligence on this subject, the books and material on Planet X by Mark Hazelwood, Professor James McCanney, Cristoforo Barbado, and the material on the Colburn Bible, which is a compendium of ancient material from around the planet that all corroborate this Planet X phenomena and corroborate the timeline with into 2012 of this binary star solar system coming in to close to Earth. Not that it's going to hit Earth, but it's the electromagnetics that we're talking about that makes the big difference. And there is a big debris field around Planet X that, as it comes in close, like asteroid fields, typically there has been a massive bombardment, you might say, of the planet. And that's an interesting story. But that's much of that is referenced in the Colburn Bible. There's a link on that on the website that you can, and you can go to a free edition, a bridged edition, and read a lot about that. So many who have done due diligence on this subject are well aware of a monstrous cover-up of this, so to speak, reality that's otherwise self-evident to those who've studied the subject. The evolution of each individual soul is ultimately faced, as I said, with the same testing of the soul of humanity as a whole. We each, and we all, go to where we're coming from in the eternal progression of the soul. Much of the soul matrix, you might say, that it is a habit. It's a habit of believing, thinking, feeling, and acting. You might say it's the four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And this habit becomes a subconscious habit because if we believe what we've always believed, we get what we've always got. And we are what we think, we become what we thought, we are what we feel, we become what we felt, etc. We are what we do, we become what we did, and then we don't think about it, it becomes a habit. Well, you can basically heal the habit as you become conscious of how you're conscious. So the conscious choice can, you might say, self-correct in the self-governing process of conscious awareness of how one is conscious. Now, this process is, you might say, the core healing process, or you might say the learning process, for the evolution of every soul. And obviously, in the eternal scheme of things, in the cosmic scheme of things, we have a lot of opportunities to learn the lessons of cosmic love, you might say. So there are some major initiations coming, and this is the test that's best. If you think that global perceptions of reality have been changing dramatically. You ain't seen nothing yet. We may all be facing a cosmic spanking if we don't come out of denial of reality. Like I said, half of the test is knowing what the test is. And this is a time for getting very congruent with the laws and the language of cosmic love, for personal and planetary evolution. That's why it's so important, with all this change going on, it's why it's so important to embrace the one universal constant, call it the faith matrix, amidst all this global change. You can twist perception as much as you care, as much as you want to, but ultimate reality, the one universal constant, will not budge. I sometimes say the only permanent condition within the context of so much change and accelerating change is the laws and the language of universal cosmic love. I don't know if I can repeat that too much, but it's like a mantra that is a method to the mastery of the process itself. So what we're now seeing in the geopolitics of the world, which, you know, as Bambi would say, don't be scared, but the geopolitics have really been heating up the last few weeks. I'd like to note one thing that I read this last week is that just like before 9/11, it was uncovered and then blacked out in the media of how some investors had put money in the market on the collapse of airline stocks. There's a way that people can actually make money on the market going down and can bet on it, you might say. They call them puts on the futures market. And this was uncovered, and it was traced back to some people in the CIA and the Israeli Mossad. Obviously some inside information. Well, the same thing happened. Apparently this last week it was uncovered that some investors, and it wasn't revealed who, have put more than $1 billion on puts on the futures market that the economy is going to virtually collapse before September 17th. Now, this is pretty amazing to see a pattern like this evolving. But this is an example of how, in response to people waking up all over the planet with the internet, with an extraordinary revolution in higher consciousness that's going on, and people discovering all kinds of stuff about what's really going on with the power trips of the power elite and the economy and healthcare and all of our institutions and the history of it and the true history of these economics and politics that are far more complex than the science or the truth of what's really going on. These economics and politics are being exposed. And the exposure has been accelerating. And in response to that, the fear matrix has been stepped up. We're seeing that. And I go into that on the website, on the faith matrix, because this is the challenge and this is the test of the hour. As the faith matrix, you might say, as the principles of cosmic love in the collective consciousness are awakened, and as people are awakening to the big lie and the whole truth and are naturally evolving with an understanding of the whole truth. It's like point, counterpoint. And the powers that be, so to speak, are stepping up the fear matrix to maintain control. You might say to lock down the evolutionary ascent of the collective consciousness. Now, this big drama, this is going on right now. It's being stepped up. We're seeing it in geopolitics. And so much of what we hear in the media, of course, is just symptoms of problems that endlessly revolve you know, the horrendous symptoms, but never refer to or address the cause behind the cause and who's behind all this war insanity, this endless war, terror war, etc., etc. So, philosophic calm, understanding what's really going on and being centered and connected so that we can make congruent or otherwise steady, centered, philosophic decisions, choices regarding one's personal evolutionary ascent amidst the swirling hurricane around us. This healing crisis is what I'm referring to in not just the collective consciousness, but in the earth body itself. We have all these surface symptoms of a core disconnect in our core institutions. And the disconnect with the ability to learn and evolve along more enlightened lines defined by change in the all-connected consciousness of humanity. And change in the energetics of the earth body itself. I mean, people are feeling the energy shifts. And there is, in the photon belt, there is a massive energy shift going on. And it's causing a thinning of the veil. A lot of people are waking up to all kinds of, in some cases, gifts of the Holy Spirit. Some people are losing time. Some people are accelerating time. Some people are having future memory. There's a lot of amazing stuff going on. So this, you might say it's a healing crisis, but it is basically a rebooting of the energetics of the Earth, the morphogenic grids of Earth consciousness. And it's an energetic, it's a spiritual phenomena at its cause and core. It's a spiritual crisis that requires a spiritual solution. There's no human solutions to human problems. Human solutions only compound human problems. There are only divine spiritual solutions to human problems. That divine spiritual solution requires that, number one, we are honest, embracing the whole truth that heals the disconnect, the disease, and dysfunction caused by what I refer to as the big lie. Even as the sun's rays neutralize darkness at the dawn of day, there is the whole truth that neutralizes the big lie. And it's the light of what I refer to as cosmic love that never fails to heal in the process of eternal evolution and progression of soul, because it is the language of the soul. It's the language of soul conscience that is aware of the processes of consciousness, the language of consciousness, the laws of consciousness. Again, as you become more conscious of how you're conscious, there's a centering and connecting process that stabilizes in the midst of swirling energies. I like this quote from messages from Matthew. That was August 1st, matter of fact. There's a link on it on the website. And that quote is, "The only sin, if you will, is interfering with the growth of a soul, your own or anyone else's. And the result of that is devolution, with as many chances as needed not to do that." So, I really like that quote in the sense that the eternal progression of the soul, the process of the soul, is not interfering with the growth of the soul. And you might say the opposite of that would be culturing, encouraging, and optimizing the growth of the soul. And I really believe that the more a person is able to confront or challenge their worst fears, the easier everything else will be. If you think about that, if you take the your worst fears, and you get them out of the way, everything else is easy. So what I've tried to do with this article on the Faith Matrix is address everyone's, pretty much everyone's worst fears. And if you get philosophic about that and get that in perspective, everything else becomes easy. The truth of this concept is that the higher the concept of cosmic universal truth, the greater the results. And the results ultimately are evolution of the soul, acceleration of the process of integration of the four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, for a wholeness and a healing of the fear matrix. It's like a neutralizing of the fear matrix. There is an expression that the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. The darkness may not comprehend it, but it's still neutralized. I mean, light at the dawn of day still neutralizes the darkness. And there is a universal principle here that I'm attempting to address with this subject of the Faith Matrix. And I go into, as I go on with this article, I go into more of what I call the big lie. And I'm saying that there's the big lie and there's the really big lie. And the really big lie is a war of terror, not a war against terror. And there's some links there that goes into this, the wagging the dog, which is how the war of terror agenda frames intelligence to fit the agenda of a war of terror. And a lot of people are wise to that game, but a lot of people are not aware of how systemic it is in the body politics of the world. So I go into that a little bit. I go into it from the perspective of David Rockefeller and his memoirs. You might say the arch-patriarch of the power elite oligarchy who gave us big oil, big pharma, and the privatized Federal Reserve banksters who bankrolled the war profiteers behind every major war of the last 100 years. And it's good to get that in perspective, to realize that the real cause and core behind much of what we consider insanity in the world is all by plan and intent of powers that be that really are intent upon owning and controlling the physical and human resources of the planet. The more people that are aware of that, then the less power and preemptive provocateur false flag operations they're able to pull off. So it's good to get it out. It's good to get the truth out, to preempt more of the same. Nefarious, whatever. I also provide some quotes then, recent quotes, and this is on the Faith Matrix article on the BBS profile page, that put in context, you might say, this process of centering and connecting with the whole truth of the Faith Matrix. I like this quote by Thomas Jefferson. If people let the government decide what foods they eat, what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls who live under tyranny. And that is followed by several other quotes that contextualize what's going on with the fear matrix. Rather than dwell on that and read them, I'll let you do that yourself if you're interested. The quotes on overcoming fear follow. One of my favorites is this one by Dan Millman. Your fears are not walls, but hurdles. Courage is not the absence of fear, but the conquering of it. Another quote by Thomas Carlyle. Every man has a coward and a hero in his soul. As you engage the hero, you basically transcend the coward. So, it's the choice issue. And as I said, as we confront and overcome our worst fears, everything else is easy. And personally, to me, that's been a process of getting a grip on reality, by getting a grip on the big picture, the whole truth of what's coming upon the planet, what we aren't being told and why we aren't being told it, and also linking the light of light workers up with the whole truth of this overcoming process. One of my favorite light workers is in this regard is Jean Houdon. If you're not familiar with his news group at Earth Rainbow Network, it's an excellent one, and I provide a link for that on this Faith Matrix website. And he is has a really good overview of some of the really serious geopolitical stuff that are coming down in the news, things that have leaked out, and what's really going on with the Bush cabal. And he, of course, finishes that up with by saying that, I know it's not spiritually correct to utter such dire warnings, but believe me, we are well past the time of tiptoeing around the truth niceties. We can get, and we do get, considerable assistance from beyond and above, but this can only go so far unless it cancels and detracts from our own free will. We bear a direct responsibility towards countless future generations and zillions of souls throughout the universe who are watching what goes on here, wondering if we will pass the test this time or fail again to uphold the light and help make the light prevail through peaceful, love-driven means. The Mahatma, great soul Gandhi, has shown us that it is possible to free a nation from the yoke of an oppressor without resorting to the same violent means used by the oppressor in the first place. We can rise as millions of Gandhis and contribute to set this world on track to a brighter future for all. The question is, are we going to hear the call from within? That's Jean Houdon, the beginning of his newsletter, and the link is provided on the website. And he has some in-depth information that's come out on the internet from good sources this last week, and I can attest that Gene's sources are very good. I've been looking at his and comparing his information from my own research and resources on the internet for years. So I encourage checking that out. So I'm coming down the home stretch here. I'm going to be wrapping it up. I wanted to finish on the positive note of the real power that we all have, the real power to make a choice, and the real power of, you might say, the fearless faith that as we engage that concept, process of overcoming, we overcome our deepest fears. And I like the quote by Marianne Williamson, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." So this is part of the process. As we engage, you might say, the scariest stuff in the world, and you know, our worst fears, and as we transcend and transmute them with a philosophic calm at the center of the hurricane, the all-seeing eye at the center of the hurricane, and we basically become, as I said, centered and connected in that spirit of cosmic, universal love, then we engage and become, create a space for our real power. And as we link the light of that power, as we link the light of love in that regard, amazing things happen. It's far better than we could imagine. So I want to thank you for listening to the show. I look forward to the show this next month. I guess it's the 3rd of September. And I wish you all a wondrous month. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the Love Model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
It takes a new mind to get it.